This is Dr. Sumer just doing a fractional semialoscopy on patient Dagba Lofsonov. Indication for sure, patient has a large tubular serodoma, was called polypectomy done back in February 2023rd at the 20th centimeter of the anus. It was removed. Pathology of tubular serodoma. This is a surveillance follow up flexible semialoscopy of the polypectomy site. Traditional Quebecia and Cellulis by Dr. Sarkar, Pishan, Pishan, Blood, Pishan, 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 Lexus, Sumanaskar, Biopsy, Spinchy, Lopusidio, Sigmana, Lopusidio, Kulaskar, Pishan, Pakistan, Pishan, 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 just next to the tattooing, I saw the polypectomy site scarring, but no recurrence polyp, no mass was noted. So it's the scarring area, which appeared to be the polypectomy site. I took the pictures and did multiple biopsy of this to see if there's any microscopic invasion, microscopic recurrence of the tubular adenoma, tubular adenoma. The rectum appeared remarkable, and the bleeding was said. First representative of application, finding flexible semialoscopy up to splenic flexure. Number two, tattooing noted from the prior colonoscopy where the polyp was removed. Number three, polypectomy site was noted. It appeared to be a well-healed scar, scarring in the mucosa. Biopsy of the scarring in the polypectomy site was done. Multiple biopsy were done to rule out any local recurrence of the polyp. Recommendation away from the biopsy. The biopsy comes negative. There are people asking negative for tubular serodoma, negative for any high dysplasia, negative for tubular adenoma or hypoplastic polyp. Then the repeat colonoscopy in 2 years. If it comes out to be positive for the tubular adenoma, whether it's low grade, then recommend patients to have a segment of the section. Follow 1270. Please tell the patient primary care provider. And a copy to Dr. Param Seti. Their procedure was Dr. Kenneth B.G. and copy to Dr. Param Seti. Their procedure was May 13th, 2023. May 13th, 2023.